Episode 954, Your Beliefs Determine Your Behaviors.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, rise and shine. I hope you're excited because guess what today is? It's the total solar eclipse. Maybe you are here in the United States and you are on a watch for it. You know what? Enjoy God's creation before you. It is going to be spectacular. All I ask is I want you to be safe because you have a lot more to see in your journey that God has in store for you. So be safe, but enjoy his creation and the beauty. Be in awe of it. And today it's Mindset Monday. So we're chatting about your beliefs determine your behaviors. It's going to be fun. It's going to be deep. It's going to be a total eclipse. So you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's important to understand why it matters what you believe because your beliefs determine your behaviors. No matter how you slice your thoughts and behaviors, your life is a mirror of your beliefs. Think about the total solar eclipse that's happening today. Maybe you already watched it. Maybe you're experiencing it on an app or you're watching it online afterwards. Think about whether or not you would have believed that this was possible before you actually saw it. Now, beliefs can be actually played out by our behaviors, the actions that we take. That's how someone can sit there and measure, oh, I assume this is what you believe. Is it what you believe? Is that what you're showing? Because your beliefs determine your behaviors. So what you think about, you bring about. You've heard of that. Proverbs 4:23 says this, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. When you think a certain way, you're going to act a certain way. Your beliefs create patterns which give way to your behaviors. It's how you act. What you think is what you believe. What you believe is what you think. When you tie this all together and wrap it up in a pretty bow, your beliefs determine your behaviors. Are you confused yet? I hope not. Because it's important for us to understand that, oh my gosh, if I want to change my mindset, if I want a different habit, I got to know where all this is coming from. And this may be, maybe coming from 30 years ago of an established belief that you didn't even know that you were establishing. Because that's how awesome our brain works. Just like this total solar eclipse, how awesome that we can see this, the ring of fire and the magnitude of it, the power within it, that here, if we look at it with the naked eye, it can literally cause a lifetime of harm. We could even become blinded. But yet we go about our daily lives and we're like, nah, I just do this well because I do it. I don't think about why I do things. I just do it. It's just an action. What action are you taking today? Where are you in that? Now, if you make good decisions all the time and exhaust positive thinking, you're probably doing pretty well. But where are most of us? We are stuck in the slingshot of success and failure. The shot up is exhilarating. It feels amazing when you reach the top. But the fall is too great. Too great in the negative, I mean. The feeling collapses the magnitude of success and magnifies what? The failure. So what do you focus on? You focus on the failure. A belief is born. And you repeat this over and over again. The more failures, the steeper and deeper the fall. Your beliefs determine your behaviors. It's think back time, throwback time, but it's not throwback Thursday, it's throwback Monday on a total solar eclipse day. So let's go deeper. Let's pick one that we almost every single one of us can relate to, and that's weight loss. Maybe you gained a little bit of weight when you were younger in high school or college, and you were able to lose it very quickly. Why? Metabolism was on your side. You're like, yes, I got this. Woohoo, this feels good. A couple children later, married after 5 or 7 years, getting a little comfortable. Oh, the backside's getting a little bit, well, comfortable too. A little more squishy. And you're like, oh, I want to take off a few pounds. Doesn't come off as easy. Maybe you hit that 4 to 6 pounds and like, yeah, I did this, but you can't squeak out that 15 to 18 that you're dying for. So you give up. You try again. But the problem is you have more weight to lose. Now, maybe you get a little bit more than those 4 to 6 pounds. Maybe it's more like 8 to 10, but guess what? It comes back on faster. I can't do it, so I won't do it. Let's jump into business. Maybe you have tried a couple different network marketing companies that you absolutely love. You believe in the product. And you're like, yes, I can do this. I can see myself doing this. But if you go all the way back, maybe to when you had a lawn mowing business when you were young, it was like, oh, I got to my peak of about 5 or 6 customers, but I just couldn't get to the 10 or 12 that I really wanted. I could never get over the hump. And little did you know that when you got older and you found this network marketing company that you actually loved the product and you believed in it and you loved the people and you're like, yes, I'm so on board, you could never get past the hump. What about relationships? Maybe you had a really bad one when you were growing up. Maybe it was in late high school or college and it didn't work out. Then finally you married and you said, I do. And man, 5, 7 years later, you're just like, it just seems kind of like nothing's happening. You're just doing the mundane. You're just getting through the day, but there's no sizzle. You're like, I don't know. I didn't have it with the other few guys that I dated, you know, for long term. So maybe this is just how it's supposed to be. I can't do it, so I won't do it. It's an automatic no. You put the brakes on. You don't want to fight through it. So how do you break through these beliefs that have conquered you? Your behaviors reflect your beliefs. You can't wait too long. You can't hold out. You want something new. You want something different. So you can't long for what you already have because you already have it. So you have to, here is your kiss, reach for the stars. The keep it simple strategy, reach for the stars. And I'm not talking about any stars. I'm talking about this, strengths through a risen Savior. Whoa, mind blown. Yeah, it's not because of you. It has nothing to do with you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's all about Him. You trying to do everything down here by yourself, under your control, under your discipline that's failing you all the time? Yeah, it's not about you. You want to change? You want that business? You want that amazing, sizzling relationship? Reach for the stars. Strengths through a risen Savior. And when you believe in that, then guess what? You go the step further and you have to ask. The A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. It's ask. Let me read you a very familiar one. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Are you knocking on the wrong door? Your own? Maybe you need to start knocking on God's door and asking Him to change your beliefs so you can change your habits. And your choices will be different. Therefore, your behaviors will reflect differently. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You're not a mistake. You're not a failure. In his eyes, he sees nothing but beauty and love. And he wants to know you, but you have to want to know him. He wants to give you more than you can ever imagine, but you have to be willing to reach for the stars. Strengths through a risen Savior. What have you been reaching for lately? Maybe a little too much food? Eat well and be merry type of a thing? Maybe it's everything on your own time. You're trying to schedule things in saying, this is what I think I need to be doing. Yeah, I've done all of that. Talk about the slingshot of success and failure. I have been on that ride more than I care to talk about. But I talk about it here with you all the time because I don't want you to keep repeating things in life that don't need to be repeated. Reach for the stars. Strengths through a risen Savior. It's time for you to rise up. He's called you to rise up. You see, when you reach for him, he reaches even more for you. He's already reaching out. The thing is sometimes our schedule, we slam it in his face. We say, don't have time. I'm running a little late. Don't have time to take care of this body that you gave me. I don't have time to take care of these nagging children of gifts, supposedly, that you have blessed me with. Oh, and this husband, well, we'll leave that for another day. You want to change? You got to start with your beliefs. You got to reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Strengths through a risen Savior. Maybe you want some help with this. It's not easy. I know. I have been there. And I'm not perfect yet by any means, and I won't be till God calls me home. And I'm in no rush, by the way. Lord, I'm just telling you that right now. I am in no rush because I know he's got bigger plans here for me. And he's got amazing plans for you. But maybe you need a little bit of earthly help. Click on the link, Take Aim. Action ignites motivation. This is my free gift to you. And what it is, it's a coaching call. You and I coming together. You want real life application? That's what this is all about. How to take what I'm talking about here and apply it to your life specifically. You see, God has specific things in store for you. He has specific things in store for me. Some may overlap for the two of us, but most of the time they don't. Why? Because you're uniquely and wonderfully and fearfully made. You're different from me. I'm different from you. And God says, that's why I want to gift you, you. This is your life. This is her life over here. It's not one and the same. So let's come up with a strategy, some real life application that can get you on the road so you can get off this slingshot to success and failure. I'm telling you, I've seen my kids on it. I have never been on a slingshot, just saying. I've watched it enough. I'm like, no, I'll do roller coasters, but the slingshot thing, I think I just might literally lose my stomach. I don't think everything would stay where it's supposed to be. So why chance it? I'm just saying. So I'll let them go. And I've watched them and I have a video of my two oldest doing it. I'm just sitting there going, you have got to be crazy. You have got, they were young, a little extra vivaciousness within them. That's great. But I tend to like say, I can use it another way. So don't get on that slingshot of success and failure. It's not a ride worth living for. Reach for the stars. Strengths through your risen Savior. You want some help? Click on that link. Let's have a coaching call together. There's no charge for it. It's free. My gift to you. Now today, as you go forward, there's something big happening. Two things, actually. Yeah, the total solar eclipse. You don't want to miss it, but be safe. And if you aren't in an area that you can't see it, then guess what? Look online. Man, they're going to have everything. NASA's doing some incredible you know, work with it. I know news stations are going to be, you know, publicizing this and televising it across the world. This is pretty amazing. It's incredible. But the second thing that's incredible is that God is going to begin working in your life because you, what? You're reaching for the stars today. And what better way than to start it on the total solar eclipse, August 21st, 2017. Make this an incredible day. Be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.